The former U.S. President Donald Trump says he would welcome the release of the FBI warrant used to search his Florida home. The attorney general has asked the federal court to unseal the document, saying it's in the public interest. The search is believed to be in relation to the handling of sensitive documents after Trump left office. The UK government has declared an official drought in parts of England. It's seen the driest July since 1935. Some regions have already announced water restrictions, banning people from watering lawns or washing cars. Rory Challens has more from London.
We've got heat warnings around the country. It's not quite as hot as it was last month, but still around 35 degrees. So that's an amber warning for much of the country. And with the dryness comes the warning of fires. There have been several wildfires around the country in recent weeks, and the Met Office is saying that there is an exceptional risk of more to come.
Blazes in France, Spain and Portugal have made 2022 a record year for wildfires in Southwest Europe. The EU's satellite monitoring service says fires in France have sent carbon pollution there to its highest levels since records began. Emergency crews are battling a fire in the Gironde region that's destroyed more than 7,000 hectares of forest. Meanwhile, an extreme rainy season is taking its toll in Sudan, where tens of thousands of people are affected. At least 25 people have now died in flash floods, and more heavy rain is forecast. Supporters of influential Shiite leader Muqtada Sadr have gathered in Iraq's capital for mass Friday prayers. It's the third week they're being held near parliament in Baghdad's fortified green zone. Sadr has urged supporters to keep up their demands for political reform after months of deadlock. The UN's nuclear watchdog says military action around a Ukrainian nuclear plant must stop immediately. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for shelling of the Zaporizhia plant. Ukraine says it's ready for a possible evacuation. And FIFA has given the green light to start this year's Football World Cup a day earlier. The home team will now feature in the first match when Qatar plays Ecuador on the 20th of November.